Twin Lakes Secondary School, TLSS, kicked off its annual 24-hour volleyball marathon on Wednesday afternoon. The school tradition that dates back to 1991 aims to raise up to $2,000 this year to help upgrade or buy new physical education equipment for its students. Andrew Corey, the head of the TLSS Physical Education Program, says 100 students are participating in the fundraiser, each with a minimum donation of $50. These are students who love to be active and cohesive, he said. It's fantastic for bonding and school culture. It's a great fundraiser for our athletics department. Corey says the experience is exhausting, but it's a highlight of each participating student's high school career. The students were all in school today at 8 a.m., he said. So really, they are up for 36-plus hours. It's a unique and memorable experience. Once the students commit to the volleyball marathon, they can't leave until 2 p.m. on Thursday. We have a variety of volleyball-related activities to keep everyone awake, Corey said. We have an award for the person who is the most energetic for all 24 hours, and we are encouraging them to make good food and drink choices, so they don't crash. Lincoln Mullins, a grade 12 student, says he enjoys the school spirit that is found during the volleyball marathon. I just love playing volleyball, he said. It can be challenging to stay awake and to keep playing the whole time, but it's a lot of fun. As a graduating student, Mullins says it's important to him to help raise money for the next generation of students. I want them to be able to participate in events like this, he said. My brother is in grade 9, so I want him to be able to enjoy sports here like I did. Paige Baxter, a grade 12 student, says she enjoys the atmosphere around the event each year. Everybody gets dressed in costumes, she explained. I really love the different themes and games. It's just a lot of fun. As a veteran student, Baxter has learned over the years to conserve her energy throughout the event. I've wasted all my energy early in the past, she said. You really have to pace yourself. Alicia Murphy, a grade 12 student, says the fundraiser brings the whole school together. At first there is loud music, and everyone is dancing around, she said. Tomorrow, the atmosphere might be very quiet and some of us might look like zombies. Murphy was one of the top fundraisers of the event, bringing in over $300. We have new sports here like lacrosse now, and this is how we got the money for it, she explained. I love that we can pass those things along to the next generation.